I've got to say, what a thrill we had a few weeks ago on our trip to Music City, Nashville. Now, we got the chance to visit and sit down with country superstar Brad Paisley at his home.
We also talked to him about the stories, you know, behind his music, his guitar collection, which is fabulous, and his cars, and just life in general. And after a couple of cocktails, we sat down with Brad in his home studio.
Been a great host, a great bar downstairs, by the way, too.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and you gave us the technical reasons why it is a great bar, so that's cool, too. But I know you are a huge family man, and as you know, my daughter and I work our practice together.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, when she came on the practice with me, I'm only 5'4", but literally I started walking around 6'2".
Uh-huh.
Do you think your kids will come in the practice? And if they did, how would that make you feel?
That would be interesting. One of them the other day said that when they grow up, they want to live in this house, which is the studio. And the other one said, well, I'm going to live on the farm too, but I'm just going to build my own. And then so you're instantly thinking, okay, that's not bad. That sounds fun to me. Think about them settling down right here on the farm where I am. But as far as what they want to do for a living, the jury's out on that. They can do whatever they want. I'm really lucky that I got to do what I wanted to do with my life. I achieved in many ways the things that I had set out to achieve, and now I've got a whole new list, and it's nice to not have those unrequited desires that so many parents fall in the trap of making their kid do what they never got to do. And my kids can do whatever they want.
I'd have to say, I do see guitars everywhere downstairs. I took a moment to look at them. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have the one with the big bass on it. And I love that because
yeah, somebody
I love
gave
to
me
fish.
That. Yeah. That thing's not the best guitar, but it looks good.
It does. It does. You know, we catch them actually daily off of our dock. So
that's great. Good for you. Where do you live?
In Lake Odessa near Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And so we have about a mile long lake there, and it's a lot of fun to just hang out on. And I have to say, I just bought a pontoon, so
yeah.
I'll listen to some great country music on that. But how do you choose what guitar to play on, or what's your favorite one?
My favorite one is up in a safe at my other house.
Oh, okay.
It's a 1938 Martin. It's my favorite guitar I've ever had. It has a long story of how I got it, but I wound up buying it and then eventually realizing, due to the family that owned it, they let me know that their father who owned it, or that originally purchased it, would have worked with my grandfather on the railroad in West Virginia, who was the guy who gave me my first guitar. And it made no sense because the guitar came from California. There was no reason it should have any ties to my family, and it did. And it's the best sounding guitar I've ever had, so it stays in a safe
very
when I'm
special.
Not recording. But most of the record that you hear on it, when you hear an acoustic guitar, it's that guitar.
Very, very special. So, you know, we see a lot of diversity in your songs. You know, you have the fun one with Riverbank and then the very, very special one, you know, Shattered Glass.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go from one to another? And also, why Shattered Glass is so important?
That was written for my wife as much as anything, as well as for our daughter, who we never had. We talked about what it would be like to have a girl, and then we found out it was a boy both times. And in basically working with her a lot this last year on a project or two that she's doing, and going with her to meetings, it's the closest I've ever been to witnessing what it's like for a woman to try to get ahead in the world. And I think we're in a better time than we've ever been in the history of mankind for mm-hmm. women to advance, but it's also not quite there yet. And it's also harder. I mean, you have a daughter. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Actually, I am the lone wolf in our house because it's all women in my house.
Yeah, you poor thing.
Yeah, so.
But you understand that it is a difficult world in many ways, and I look forward to the day when there are, you know, when it's absolutely 100% equal. And I think it's nice that I just wanted to give her that song as a vote of confidence, sort of saying, I'll ride shotgun, you drive, in a metaphorical way. You know, and as you can imagine, it meant quite a lot to her when I finished that.
Well, she probably felt more empowered because you're giving her the confidence to help her
yes.
succeed.
Yeah, I hope so. And I think that she's so much more talented than me in most ways. And so it's nice to be able to give somebody a gift like that. She calls it the best love song she's ever heard.
Let me ask you the hard one, Brad, because I know this is going to be tough, because I look at it from my own perspective, is that when you come to an end and you know it's going to be the end, you can't get there from where you're at, whether it's a song you've written for or something, how do you cut the ties? How do you cut it off and say, you know what, I got to move on? How does that work
like
for you?
Like when something's not working?
Yeah, whether it's a song or mm-hmm. something in your life. I
mean, that's a great question.
You've had some hard roads.
I think it's inevitable that you wind up in that realization where your heart and your gut knows it before your mind accepts it. And the sooner you get more in tune with that gut, you know what I'm saying? It's like a really big deal that you can train yourself. I've gotten good at making records quickly now because of the feeling that I trust, which is the gut instinct, which is I'm halfway through a song and I'm like, this isn't any good. I'm not wasting any more time on it. Or as good as it could be, it's never going to get there and we need to throw this away. And I think that objectivity is the key to success in almost any business, knowing when that instinct, that gut instinct is right and trusting it, you know. And also, when you also you got to trust it when it says, this is working.
And nobody else believes it.
Yeah. There's a long line of people from Steve Jobs on that never took no for an answer, you know.
But having that semblance of knowing that they were right in their own convictions.
Yeah, right. And that what they were trying to offer the world was what it needed, whether or not it knew it or not yet.
So going back to our little conversation about the West Coast, as you know, I was out there. In fact, I didn't tell you the rest of this, that I ran Street Rider, Truckin', and VW Trend magazines out there. So I was big
time. Get out of town. Yeah, you're a car guy.
Yeah, big time. So great. What's your favorite?
My favorite car right now is the new Corvette. I just cannot believe what they've achieved with that vehicle.
And what the color is?
It's red.
Thank you. So pulling up, you know, and seeing the nice Corvette sign through the window, we knew there'd be one around here. It's very cool.
Yeah, I got the new one this couple weeks ago, and it's insane. I mean, it's just such the crazy. It should be $400,000 for the technology in that thing, and it's more like 60.
Well, we appreciate so much you opening up your home and your studio to us. And from our family to your family, we wish you nothing but the best and look forward to seeing you continue on, not just the 10 years you've been doing this and all the things you've accomplished, but watching what happens to you as you mature with your family. It's going to be exciting for us.
Thank you. We'll see what happens. And I appreciate you guys wanting to talk. And good luck with the two of you. It's amazing.
Thank you.
I don't know if I could work with my kid this way. We'd be in
You know, I'd have to say, coming on in the beginning, I was a little nervous thinking it'd be harder, but it's so much easier than I thought. And I've only been in it for 2 months, but it's been a great learning experience so far, and I'm so excited for the future. So
great.
Thanks again.
18 years of training and 2 months of actually working.
That's good. Good for you.
Thanks, Brad.
Great talking to you. Thanks, guys. You gotta get a little